The boy's mother remembers. The boy's mother doesn't remember which year it happened, then thinks shortly, saying that it was 30 years ago. She remembers the children being little and going for a picnic in a mountain of Dipchibare on the 1st of May. She remembers a family picnic with the boy and girl's grandmother, the boy's father, the girl's mother, the boy's brother, the girl's sister, the boy and the girl. She remembers having a nice day, and at some point in the afternoon the boy and the girl starting to fight. She remembers the girl persistently nudging the boy, taking the ball away from him, his toys or something like that, and after some time the boy getting mad, crouching, grabbing a stone, and hitting the girl with it. She remembers it hitting the girl, unfortunately, in the back of her head. She remembers the wound being quite big, them all being distraught and going directly to Belgrade to the hospital. She remembers the wound being sewn there, and thanks God it wasn't really bad. She remembers them all being desperate, some of them getting angry and some crying, but nice memories of the picnic and everything turning out okay. The boy's mother is now 70 years old and remembers it being 34 years ago, on the 1st of May, 1978. The girl's mother remembers. The girl's mother doesn't really remember the date, but knows that it was spring. She remembers the girl being 4 or 5 years old, and the boy being 4.5 or 5 years old as well. She remembers it being about 11 a.m. when they left for Dipchibare. She remembers driving in 3 cars, the women taking things out of the cars, the kids jumping out and hopping around in the grass. She remembers not really seeing what had happened, and that later it was said that the boy and the girl had a fight over some stone, and that the girl had pushed the boy first in order to pick up the stone, then that the boy crouched and managed to grab the stone and hit the girl on her head with it. She remembers her bleeding and a large wound. She remembers packing their things immediately into the car and driving the girl to the hospital, and the wound being taken care of properly. She remembers getting a referral letter for an X-ray in neurosurgery and bringing the girl there right away. She remembers everything being fine, luckily, and that there were no severe consequences. She remembers it was an unpleasant occurrence, and that a nice weekend had turned into something unpredictable that none of them have pleasant memories of. She remembers it being around 1976, in June or July. The beautiful nature and the fabulously green grass. The boy's father remembers. The boy's father remembers going to Dipchibare for a picnic one Saturday or Sunday, and cannot really recall which day it was. He remembers driving in 2 separate cars, the boy, the boy's brother, the boy's mother, the boy's grandmother, and himself in 1 car, and the girl's mother, the girl's father, the girl's sister, and the girl in the other. He remembers arriving around 10 a.m. and the weather being nice, but not if it was June. He remembers going to the hotel and having lunch and some drinks, then afterwards going outside while the kids played on the grass. He remembers the children running around, the boy throwing a stone, or rather the girl throwing a stone, but cannot remember anymore. He remembers the girl hitting the boy with a stone and the girl's father filming it with a Super 8 camera. He remembers the girl pushing the boy and then the boy pushing the girl before she threw the stone. He cannot remember any more who hit who with the stone, but is certain that the stone was thrown. He remembers it happening before the boy and the girl had started school, and that it must have been in the summer of 1977. He himself, the boy's father, is now 73. The girl's father remembers. The girl's father remembers going to Zlatibor, and the girl and the boy having a fight out of the blue, while they, the parents, were chatting. He remembers the boy grabbing a stone and smashing the girl's head, and all of them panicking. He remembers the boy and the girl being 4 or 5 and it happening in 1976 or 1977. He remembers it being springtime, kind of green, walking, hanging around, and them having their cameras. He remembers suddenly something happening, the boy throwing the stone at the girl and it being filmed with a camera. He doesn't remember who filmed it, if it was himself or someone else, and it getting loud when everyone was talking at the same time. He remembers in the end everything settling down, and them not being sure if they should stay or leave, and the girl's head bleeding. He remembers the stone being somehow greyish green, and that it wasn't round, but shaped like a brick. He remembers the stone flying. The boy's brother remembers. The boy's brother remembers the boy and the girl's grandmother. He remembers the girl's father, mother, sister, and the girl herself, as well as the boy's mother, father, the boy's brother, and the boy himself. He remembers that they parked on the mountain Divchibere, and himself and the girl's sister playing with the ball. He says he cannot actually remember anything except what he'd seen in the film after the fact. He says the boy's mother, father, grandmother, as well as the girl's mother were chatting. He remembers the girl's sister and himself playing with a ball, while the boy and the girl were hopping around, running, jumping, and pushing each other. He remembers the girl pushing the boy from behind, and the boy falling down as the girl ran away. He remembers the boy grabbing a stone and throwing it at her head, and then nothing, as the camera fell onto the grass. He can't remember how long it lasted, but thinks probably half a minute, not longer. He doesn't remember what happened after, and that he might remember more if he hadn't seen the film 20 times. The girl's sister remembers. The girl's sister doesn't remember anymore. She doesn't remember who was there, but says there were 8 of them, although she doesn't remember if the grandmother was also there. She can't recall it, but says she thinks she was, since their grandmother used to go everywhere together with them. What she knows for sure is that 4 of the children were with their parents, but she is really not able to invoke it, either in her memory or visually. She remembers the event itself, and that she and her family had a picnic, and that it was okay. She remembers playing, running, and jumping around, She remembers the boy and the girl teasing each other and fighting. She says she doesn't know anymore what else the boy and the girl were doing, or if she was near them. She remembers the moment when the boy screamed, and everyone shouting and running towards him. She doesn't remember seeing what was going on, or if a stone flew at the boy. She doesn't remember if she actually saw it, or if it's what she was told by others. She doesn't remember when it was, or how old they were. She remembers it was unpleasant, and that's all. She remembers the story of the girl hitting the boy, and that the girl had probably picked up a stone from somewhere, the grass maybe. She thinks the family was on a grassy hill, and doesn't remember how the stone had gotten there. She says she is 44 years old now, and thinks that it wasn't winter time, and that the weather was nice, so it was probably spring or summer. She doesn't know what year it was, whether it was 1979, 1975, or 1976, but that it wasn't 1980. The boy remembers. The boy remembers that they had gone for a picnic on a holiday, and thinks that it was the 1st of May. He remembers that he didn't go to school yet, and that he must have been 5, around the same age as the girl, so that it must have happened in 1977. He remembers his mother, his father, his brother, his grandmother, as well as the girl's mother, father, sister, and the girl herself. He remembers his brother and the girl's sister playing badminton, and that he had wanted to play with the girl, but that she wasn't really interested and kept shoving him. He remembers the girl being violent, but isn't sure if his memories are of the event or of the film, which he's seen many times. What he remembers for sure is the doctor coming out of the ambulance while he was sitting in the waiting room of the hospital and asking the family who the little devil was who smashed the girl's head. He remembers no one talking to him on the car ride back to Belgrade, and his mother being very angry at him. The girl remembers. The girl refuses to remember.